It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Keeping the water safe, the topic we're addressing today on our Ask the Vet segment. And Ryan, you've seen a variety of water tests on farms across the country and have some tips on water treatment today.
Sure. We're going to talk about the most important nutrient there is, and that's water. And we think about specifically as it relates to livestock production and maybe even more specifically dairy cows. We know how important water is as a nutrient, but how often are we really thinking about water hygiene and water quality? You know, being that it's the most important nutrient there is, you know, not all water is the same. And after looking at a lot of different water tests in different parts of the country, now there's different challenges that people face when it comes to the quality of their water for their livestock. But one universal thing that affects all farms and all dairy operations is biofilm formation. Now, biofilm is the fancy term, but the term that I think we would all know, or anyone who's been on a dairy farm, would be that slime or sludge layer that can build up in the water troughs over time if they're not cleaned. And you can tell just by sticking your finger in the water trough and running it up and down on the sidewalls if that slime is present or not. And that's the biofilm. And biofilm is really where most bacteria live, both normal environmental bacteria and harmful pathogens. In fact, over 99% of bacteria on a farm live in some way, shape, or form in a biofilm because it protects them from drying out and chemical agents and that kind of stuff. And our water lines, our whole water system, you know, if we think about dairy farms and the entire water system from the well to the pumps and all the water distribution lines and then ultimately the troughs, all of that system can have biofilm formation and have these pathogen buildup and slime buildup on there. Some ways that people will try to tackle that is they'll inject hydrogen peroxide. And the goal of hydrogen peroxide is that it'll kill the bacteria, typically bacteria that thrive in high iron or high manganese water environments. It'll kill those bacteria and prevent them from building the biofilm. But the problem is hydrogen peroxide is not the best option when it comes to water, you know, whole farm water treatment. And a lot of it has to do with the science behind hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide in the concentrated form has most of its ions in active state. But when we dilute it down to the level of where we inject it, the ions shift largely to the inactive state and are not effective. Chlorine dioxide is an alternative to that, and it's different in the fact that chlorine dioxide, when it's diluted, it retains the vast majority of its ions in the active phase. Now, another part that's kind of cool with chlorine dioxide is it also destroys biofilm. So not only is it very effective at killing the bacteria that cause the problem, but it also over time will destroy the biofilm layers that have built up in the water system over all those years. And so it's a pretty cool product. We have a lot of farms that are using it, and they'll make comments even after a couple weeks of injecting a very low part per million. We'll typically start at 4 part per million injection level and work our way down to maybe 1 or even 0.5 part per million once we get the biofilm destroyed. You know, we've had farmers say even after a week or a couple weeks of injecting, they'll start to see chunks of that black slime biofilm busting off the waters and being flushed through the system. And we know that we're starting to get that biofilm destroyed and taken care of. So, you know, when you think about water hygiene and are we feeding the cleanest possible water to our cows, a lot of that has to do with how are we treating the water and how are we addressing the biofilm formation that is essentially reducing the water quality that our animals are drinking.
With Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek, and one of the most important issues that we really don't talk about, water.
You know, it is. I mean, you think about how much nutritionists focus on, you know, all the trace minerals and the vitamins and the macro minerals and all the in-depth science that goes into the feed portion of feeding a cow and how hard nutritionists work to balance everything just perfectly. And then water is just kind of like an afterthought, you know, and it's really too bad because water is the most important nutrient in a cow's diet. And water quality can have a big impact on health and production. But there's a better way to treat that water, and that's chlorine dioxide injection. And we can inject very, very low levels of chlorine dioxide into the water system, clean up the biofilm, kill the bacteria, and ultimately deliver a better quality product that's got much better hygiene on the water side of it than what we can do with hydrogen peroxide.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.